Today's daf in Masechet Chagiga brought to you from Eretz HaKedesh is daf Yud Zayin, and we are holding at the Halakha Mishnah, right on the top of daf Yud Zayin. But Shammai Omrim, so yesterday we saw we had the big machlokas about, over all these generations, five generations, about the dinim of smicha, and we had already introduced really the issue earlier about the Re'iyah itself. Is Re'iyah brought on Yantev? We even spoke about the idea of whether Nedarim and Nedavais, that even Beis Hillel is made at, would not be brought on Yantev. What about the Shlomim that are brought for Yantev? Well, that obviously they're brought for Yantev, meaning it's part of the Simcha's Yantev, which are those particular Shlomim brought for Simcha. Those, for sure, that's what Beit Hillel said was supposed to be brought, and that's where the main question about smicha was. So in this mission, we're going to review all of those dinim, meaning the question about re'iyah, chagiga, simcha, and smicha. So, Beit Shammai Omri Mevi'im Shlomim, we do bring korban shlomim. Now, the pashtus is that when we talk about bringing korban shlomim, we mean even the korban chagiga. Rashi doesn't hold of that, and Tosis points out that from the Yerushalmi, it's quite clear that Rashi is talking about the Yerushalmi's approach, even though the Maisa we had in Beitza are not like that. The Bavli obviously holds that according to Beit Shammai, the Chagiga actually is brought because it's a Shlomi. So why would we not bring it? Remember that the main machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about this issue of Re'iyah was whether the lachem, hu levado yeaseh lachem, whether that was lachem bedavka velo legavoa. So anything that is being brought especially for the tzerach of Hekdesh, according to Beit Shammai, is not brought. So Mamela, the Yerushalmi holds that since the main point of the Chagiga is to be Yotze, the Chiev of sharing with Hekdesh, it therefore is considered to be included in Lachem Velo Lagavoa. The many hold that that would only be a Derabbanan, because it's similar to the Lagavoa. Okay, that we'll discuss in the Gemara. But according to Beit Hillel, the Lachem is Lachem Velo La'akum, not Lachem Velo Lagavoa. And therefore, according to Beit Hillel, there would be any chiev, even on a yachid, if it was achilas mizbeach, would be considered to be lachem also. Because as long as it's not lachem velo la'akum, there'd be no problem. So according to Beit Shammai, you can bring shlomim, when it says shlomim, it for sure means the shalmei simcha. It for sure does not mean stam, nedarim v'nedaveis, that you want to take advantage of, bring there to bring, because those can be brought at any other time, so they're not considered to be lachem specifically. And according to many of the Rishonim, as opposed to Rashi and Tosfos, it also includes chagiga. Ve'in somchim aleihem, however, you don't do smicha on those shlomim. So remember, we had a number of different approaches to that. When we spoke about the previous mission, we were talking about the overall machlokas about smicha. So one of the approaches is that bechlal, there is no chiyav of smicha on a personal chova. And the other approach is that the halacha of smicha is not necessarily tekef l'shchita smicha, according to Beit Shammai. And then the other approach, which was a mashma'ut in the sugya, was that they're arguing, one of the approaches to understanding what it means that they're arguing about smicha shel mitzvah is good for the question of whether there was a gezeira derabbanan not to do, even for the sake of a mitzvah, not to do the smicha on the chagiga. According to Beit Shammai, lo olot, because olot are for gavoa, essentially, and therefore they're included in lachem velo lagavoa. Mashenkin Beit Hillel omrim, maybe im shlamim. You certainly can bring any shlamim, although we're not talking about this. We saw in the Gemara before, even though it's a machlokas, that according to Beit Hillel, that even Beit Hillel is made that shalmi nedarim and nedaveis are not brought because they can be brought on another time. However, certainly chagiga is brought, and even a korban olamria is brought. The same chim aleihem, and according to Beit Hillel, the chachomim were never geyser when it came to the smicha shal mitzvah, because that's the zman to bring the korban, and therefore certainly it's deicha the yisur of smicha. They weren't geyser. Now, what happens if atzeret comes out on an erev Shabbos? So then, as Beit Shammai points out, if Friday is Shavuos, and according to Beit Shammai, you can't bring your korban ria and possibly not even your chagiga, libra Rashi Tosfos, on the next day, when do you bring it? So if it came out, Shabbos the next day, so according to Beit Shammai, the main day that is kavua for bringing the korbanos of Atzeret would be on Sunday. And therefore the Yom Tovoach is Achar HaShabbos. Now the problem is that raises some political issues. The political issues being that remember that the Baitusim were Deresh, that it's always supposed to be Shavuos on Sunday, because it's always Mimochras HaShabbos. So the way that they would take this, they say, aha, so you see, they're made it to us actually, and they're sneaking it in that the main Korbanos are actually brought on Sunday, because Sunday is the real Shavuos. They know that. So we'll see what we do in order to counter the impression that that's going to be creating. But that's why it's important for the Gemara to discuss it specifically in this case. So since in that case it comes out on a Sunday, I think maybe that Beit Shammai would say otherwise. The Gemara doesn't use that for why we talk about Beit Shammai specifically in this case, as we'll see. But certainly that is part of the Chiddush. But the correct verse is Ein Lo Yom Tavoach. Why does there need to be a specific day for bringing the korbanos? The korbanos are brought on the day that they're meant to be brought, on Atzeret itself, on Erev Shabbos. Now, what happens, according to Beit Hillel, if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos? So then, of course, you're not allowed to bring the korban of a yachid on Shabbos. It's only b'moado on the korbanos at Tzibor. That is Doicha Shabbos. So then that would mean that, according to Beit Hillel, we also run into these political problems. Because then we will have to have Yom Tavoach on the Sunday. And over there, Beis Hillel is made that, yes, you would have a Yom Tavoach Achar HaShabbos. However, this is what we do in order to counter the idea that the Baitusim would claim that we agree to them. So what we do is, we, first of all, normally the Kohen Gadol would actually be doing his special thing. What's his special thing? Well, I mean, one thing is, according to Rashi, what this means, his special thing would be that it's Yisro Chag, and he would dress up in beautiful beganim, lichvot Yisro Chag, which we're going to discuss in a moment. So this being Yisro Chag, you would think that he would dress up Yontav Dik, right? But this Yisro Chag, he doesn't. Ha, ha, ha. That's going to teach those Baitusim. So we bedavka, don't even keep Yisro Chag, because we want to make certain that nobody could ever claim that we have the slightest inclination to viewing Yom Rishon as the actual holiday. Tosus learns that it means, as it certainly seems to mean, Mitlabesh Bekelav, sure doesn't seem to mean his good suit. So Mitlabesh Bekelav, according to Tosus, means his Shmona Beganim. But obviously, that would mean he can't do Aveda. We're not going to allow him to do a Mechusar Beganim Aveda. But the point is that normally, on special days, the Kohen Gadol would come. He can do Avodah whenever he wants, but on those special days, on Yontav, he would bedavka come and be there, and it would be a kovet, and so on and so forth. So that would normally have happened on Yisro Chag, but not on this Yisro Chag. So we will not have the Kohen Gadol come to the Beis HaMikdash and do the Avodah on that day in order to avoid the Baitusim's impression. The other thing that we do is normally, we're not matir hesped and tainis on Yisro Chag. However, here we are. Mutorim behesped ubetanit, shelo lekayim divrei haomrim, atzeret achar haShabbos. That's in order to put an end to this kind of business about the Baitusim and Sadukim who held that it's bedavka supposed to be the Chag. We'll wait till later to this. I wanted to discuss Yisro Chag a little bit, but we'll give it some time till we get to a stop in the Gemara that is focused more on that. Omer Belazar, Omer Boshai. Minayin Latzer Chiesh Latashlim Koshiva. What gives us the idea Bechlal? We've already discussed some of these in Yonim before. What gives us the impression that we have the right to bring the Karbonas that are meant for Shavuos, which is only one day, when it's not Shavuos? I mean, I understand that, you know, we've got 7 days of Chag, as it said, Shivas Yamim, by Pesach. So over there, it makes sense to say that there would be a Tashlumi, because it's still Pesach. But how do you know that if it's Chol Gomor, that there's still a din of Tashlumi? Well, it's a Hekesh. The Pesuk says, B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkot, which means that we're being makish, Chag HaShavuot, L'chag HaMatzot. Just like Chag HaMatzot, Yesh La Tashlumim, Kol Shiva. So that we know from the Pesuk that we had before, that it says specifically, V'chagosim Chag HaShem Shivat. This is V'chagosim Ator Shivat Yamim. So that is, we understood that to mean that it has these tashlum, and it's still called chag. So chagiga tosis poitzad, even though chag is chagiga, but that it's just mistabber in the same way that it's chag for the chagiga, that it's chag for the oila as well. So because of that, we have chag ha-shavuot, similar to chag ha-matzot. Just like chag ha-matzot, yesh ha-tashlum kol shiva, av chag ha-shavuot, yesh ha-tashlum kol shiva. Well, wait a second. I mean, it also says chag ha-sukkot. So why wouldn't we be, couldn't we say makish chag ha-sukkot? I mean, chag ha-sukkot has tashlumin all 8 days. So can't we say that this would be a din in 8 days specifically? Why only 7 days? Well, but you can't say that. I mean, Shemini is not sukkos, is it? Shemini is a regal b'fnei atzmo. So as we heard before, it's a completely different holiday in terms of many things. I mean, it doesn't seem to be a continuation of Sukkot, as we're going to see in a moment with our Pesach Kashav, in so many different ways. Yeah, says the Gemara, so many different ways, but those different ways, remember, is ADD. So Pesach Kashav, that's our simen, is ADD in English. And that would be somebody can't concentrate. Pesach Kashav has got a problem in concentrating, right? So, but what does that stand for, Pesach Kashav? So, okay, I mean, we've got there's a bit of a machlokas. We go through this every time we get to Pesach Kashav. But the idea, first of all, the pay, that was the pious. Remember that on Sukkot, we didn't need to do a pious for the Purim because we ended up giving all of the various mishmaros an opportunity, and we cycled basically all of them except two of the mishmaros ended up only getting two instead of three. But the bottom line is we did not do the pious. But again, over here, we did do the pious. And you would have thought that instead we would have used actually the one par on Shmini Atzeres, we would have used it to make up for one of the mishmaras that weren't able to be divided into the number of parim that we have, but we don't. Instead, we do a complete new pious between all of the mishmaras, the shavais, and so on. Zman. Okay, so Zman refers to the bracha of Shechayano. On Shvi Shal Pesach, we don't make Zman, even though it's a holiday, and it wasn't a holiday before. Why? Because it's part of Pesach. But over here, we're looking at it as a new holiday. Obviously, if we're making a new Shechayano, And because of that, that's a simen that it's a different time. And then it's regel b'fnei atzmo. It's exactly what regel b'fnei atzmo is. We have a number of different shitas. Regel b'fnei atzmo in terms of being maskir, as yom shmini atzeres, as in tefillah, and in birchas hamazon. And this actually leads to some serious questions about if somebody called it, and he forgot, and he said Chag HaSukkot Hazeh, would he be Yotze? Would he not be Yotze? Because if you learned at the din of Regel B'fnei Atzmo specifically in terms of how we refer to it in the bracha, so then that would be the point, that it's Mishana Mimadbeya Shetovu Chachomim. So even though the Taz says Lahalocha that you would be Yotze, so does Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. He actually takes it further. He says if you say on any of the Yomim Tovim, et Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, you would also be Yotze, because all of the Yomim Tovim are called Zikaron in the Torah. So the idea of the Taz is that since we find it's called Chag HaSukkot, also Shmini, so because of that it should be Yotze in the bracha. Rav Moshe says, I mean, it's very difficult to believe, there's an in of Matbeah of the bracha. How do you get to going to the Pusik for the Matbeah of the bracha? Anyway, but that would seem to be the Pashtus, but Tosfos understands otherwise, that maybe the idea is the regel is in terms of avelus. So in other words, it counts as 7 days. Remember, we had the sugya before that somebody who when we were doing Moed Katan. So if somebody is chas v'shalom and avel the day before, that's 7 days, and then there's 7 days of yontav itself of sukkahs, is 14 days, and then Shmini Atzeres is another 7 days because every yontav has a din of 7 days. So he's left with, out of the shloshim, he's only got the remainder of the shloshim and counts the first days here as 21 days. So maybe that's the idea of a regal bifnei atzmo. Fine, there's other pshatim as well, but okay, we're not, it's not our sugya right now. Korban bifnei atzmo means it does not have anything. It's nothing like the pattern that we had before, that we had, going down by a day. Over here, we go down to a par echad, par yechidi. That was the whole point. And we only have one aisle, and we only have shiva kvasim instead of a yudalit kvasim. Fine. Okay. So it's a completely different thing. And the shir, okay, the question is it the same as the shira? Some of the Shonim learn it means that because on a Sukkot we were doing half of a capital of Tehillim each time, and now we're going to do a full capital. Other Rashi learns it means it's a totally different focus on what it is that we say, as opposed to dealing with the Tvua and the year and the Aniyim and Tzedakah and so on and so forth. So we talk about Lam Natzeach Al HaShminit, Rashi says, maybe. Okay, then we have Beis, which is the Brocha, again, according to Rashi, what that means is Brocha in terms of the Birchas HaMelech. Again, there's other approaches. If you learn that reglement in terms of Brocha, then would you have to learn like Rashi? As I say, it's not our sugya. I just want to remind you. Anyway, so, but certainly in terms of Tashlumim, if somebody did not bring his Korban on Sukkot and he missed the whole Chol HaMoed, he could still bring his Korban on Shmini Atzeres. So then that means in terms of the context that we're looking at this issue. Do you have the right to learn out from the Shmoneh Yomim of Sukkot that Atzeret should have Tashlumim Kol Shmoneh? Why do we say it called Shiva? So don't talk to me about Psar Keshev, because what it is that you're saying seems to be a little bit Psar Keshev itself. We're not talking about these issues. We're talking about the Tashlumim. So what's the answer? You're right. You're right. The only answer is that when you have a hekesh that could take you in two directions, like any limud, it's the good old Occam's razor. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta, and tafasta muat tafasta. Basically, you've got to start with what you can absolutely be certain on. If you're trying to take more, and you're going to have to prove that that's what the pasuk means, and you can't do that. So we don't have that. Okay, so fine. So then what's it there for? I mean, isn't that enough of a reason to prove that the Torah is adding the Shavuos to that combination? Because it's specifically talking about this idea. It wants us to learn out from Chag HaSukkot. No, that's not why. It's to actually compare Sukkot itself to Chag HaMatzot. That just like Chag HaMatzot is Ta'un Lina, Chag HaSukkot is ta'un lina. So just like there's a halacha that you're mechuyev to stay overnight, besides the din of a korban, that you're mechuyev to stay overnight when you bring a korban, this means that you're mechuyev to stay just for having been in Yerushalayim. A question whether this means till the end of Yontif, according to some shittas, whether it means only after the first day. Fine, that's a question, because the first day l'chora would be included in the chiyev anyway. But how do we know in Pesach? Remember, we had the sugya before about Shlomo we brought it up in terms of somebody who said goodbye to his Rebbe and he stays over. Does he have to say goodbye again the next day if he decided that he's staying over and he wasn't l'chatchila saying goodbye for the next day? Thank you, Barnea. Thank you. A little bit of coffee here would be better. So that's the question, whether we can learn out from there. That's an indication. Some actually learn out from there, like Abi the Lina, that the Lina is talking about at the end of the whole Yontif, like it was in Shlomo's case, but that's not the Pashtas. Okay, so how do we know that on Pesach there is this halacha? Dichtiv, ufanita baboker, vihalachta lo'ohalecha. So basically, if it's telling me there, it's talking about Korban Pesach. Obviously, it can't mean ufanita baboker on Yontif. And therefore must mean the next morning. It's not so clear why obviously it can't mean. So Rashi says over here, obviously it can't mean because you're not allowed to travel on Yontif, right? But that's not so obvious, is it? I mean, as Tosis points out, first of all, l'chora, that's only true according to Rabbi Akiva. So we kept saying that Rabbi Akiva is the only one who holds that chumim or d'oraisa. But okay, so that's just fine. So maybe we should go like the Rambam. The Rambam says that we're arguing Tchumim D'oraisa. The Rabbanan is not arguing about Yud Beis Mil. It's arguing in terms of the smaller idea of 2,000. Do we learn out from the Ori Alevim, the Zechumim, of the giving out the Migrashei Ha'ir to the Levim, or not? But as far as Yud Beis Mil is concerned, it is a deraisa. Okay, Tosus has a lot of rias against that, which he brings here. It's a very interesting summary of the various inyonim, which we've discussed when we learned the sugya. And he also points out another problem. Who's to say that Tchumim, even Alib the Rebbe Akiva, are deraisa on Yontev? So therefore, why are we saying for sure it can't mean on Yontev? After you bring your Karban Pesach to go home. How do you know it means after Yontev, which would mean that it's an added chi of Lina? So Tosfos says that, look, it doesn't make any sense to say that you can go home because tomorrow you're going to be mechuyev to bring your karbanos. You have to stay there in order to bring your karban re'iyah, your karma chagiga. So what do you mean? David, you have to mute yourself. So maybe it means, it's got to mean therefore the next day. Fine. Okay. There's other approaches as well. These are the approaches on the daf. So that's our raya. Now, Tanan, at Serech Chaliot Erev Shabbat. Now here's the question. You are tiny that we've got, this is what Rav Shai is saying, we learn it out directly from Chag HaPesach, which would mean that we have 7 days to bring the korban. Of course, this is what we actually remember. We are noheg, not to say the tachanun and so on, because those days are like an atzeret. So we learned in the Mishnah, atzeret shkaliot erev Shabbat, Beit Shammai omrim, yom tevoach acha Shabbat, ubeit Hillel omrim, ein la yom tevoach. What does that mean, ein la yom tevoach? I mean, the mashmaut is that there is no Yom Tovoach, meaning that if you weren't able to bring your korbanos, then there is no time to bring it, because you already missed the time that you could bring it, bichlal, right? So the question is, if you weren't able, now here's the problem. Remember that we had before the question of kulam tashlumim l'rishon or kulam tashlumim zeh l'zeh? So Tosis points out there, back in the beginning of the sugya, that, of course, that wouldn't make any sense about the tashlumin of Shavuos. Because, I mean, over there, l'chora, they have to be tashlumin l'rishon. Because you can't say the tashlumin zel as if it's chol gomor. So even if the svara would be, the way Rashi explained it over there, that the first day, that's considered to be the first day you can bring it, that's considered to be your yontev. So, okay, but over here, you can't call a chol your yontev, your first day of yontev. The Tosfos suggests over there that, well, ain't a chinami, that for sure when it comes to the din of tashlumin for Shavuos, obviously it would be kulam tashlumin l'rishon. So then, I mean, if that's the case, then maybe the idea is that where you could have brought it and you didn't bring it, maybe that's what we're talking about over here. Because that's the case over here. You could have brought it on Friday. So that's what he's saying. If you could have brought it and you didn't bring it, Bedavka, so then you want to act like Bet Shammai, then you don't have a Yom Tovach. That's the way the Marsha suggests. Okay. Anyway, so the Mashmaut is Ein La Yom Tovach at all. So how can you say, no, it doesn't. It means there's no kavua Yom Tovach. Why should we call it the Yom Tovach? We call the day Yom Tovach because that's when everybody's supposed to be coming and doing it. Not because Tashlumin. I mean, we never call Tashlumin Yom Tovach, do we? Did you ever see anywhere Yom Tovach? Of course not. But that's because the idea of Yom Tovach is, well, you couldn't have done your Shechita on that day. So what is the day to do your Shechita of your Karbonas? So we call it the Yom Tovach. So that's the point. All he's saying is you don't need a Yom Tovach. I understand. So then he's not saying anything. Because what's the Kiddush in that? That what? That you're supposed to bring it on the day of Shavuos? That's what the first part of the Mishnah was about. What's the point of repeating it? That's what we just said. What, are you going to say the whole thing over again? The beginning of the Mishnah went, we don't get what's the point. No, because when it says, I'll tell you, the point is that, look, Beit Hillel means what I said he means. He means that we don't need a Yom Tovach. But There is an additional point that's being made over here. Because let's say that we had only the case in the first case. Let's say we only had the ratio where Shavuos was not on an Erev Shabbos. So I would have said, okay, maybe over there, that's where Beit Shammai said that Mishum de'ef shalamachar, since I could bring it the next day. And therefore, according to Beit Shammai, it's not fully considered to be a, this question, what difference this would make? Because, I mean, if it's a D'oraisa and it's lachem v'lo l'gavo, how would that change anything? All right, so maybe at this point, the Gemara was just taking into consideration, was saying, look, if you would have had a mission like that, you wouldn't have known that that's the Sfora. You could have thought that there's a difference between being able to bring your carbon the next day, not being able to bring your carbon the next day. That has some understanding. Otherwise, we have to go through a lot of rigmarole to explain how this would be Nogea the D'oraisa, but it's possible to explain it there too. Avo Baha, but in the case in the Sefer, where Shavuos comes out on Erev Shabbos, maybe it would be made at the Beis Hillel, but since the next day is Shabbos, you can't bring it on the next day, and we certainly would like to bring it, that it should be as Karev as possible to Shavuos. So maybe over there, Beis Shammai would be made that you should bring it on Shavuos. On the other hand, let's say we only had in the latter case, where Shavuos is Chal and Erev Shabbos. So I would say, maybe that's why Beit Hillel says, that why can you bring it on Shavuos? Maybe because otherwise you're going to have to put it off for 2 days. Or it's Loev Shalomachar. So Beis Hillel says, okay, so then do it. Because that's not called you could have brought it. You could have brought it 2 days later. That's not called could have brought it. Alva Ba'am Amadil Beis Shammai. Maybe he would be Maida. That it's best not to bring it on Yontev if you could just bring it on the next day. So Mamela, Tzricha, we need both cases. So now we're ready to continue to hold that Beis Hillel means that we don't need a Yom Tovoach. Toshma, mi shelo chag shivas yimei ha-Pesach, shmonis yimei ha-Chag, the Yom Tov. Now, question is, does it have this nusach? The Gra takes this out, not Yom Tov HaRishon, because l'chara the Rishon is not the point. The Yom Tov shel Atzeret, Shuve no chogeg. You can't be chogeg any later than that. So, I mean, when it says Yom Tov Shel Atzeret, doesn't that mean the actual Yom Tov Shel Atzeret? And that shows that Shuve no chogeg and that Rav Hoshaya is wrong. You don't have Tashlumi. No. The Yom Tov Shel Atzeret means the day that you're able to do Shkita. Okay. So, in other words, you're saying that there's only one Yom Tovah. Because it says, Shuvein HaChogeg, right? Is that what you said? If you can't do it on the first day, then you don't do it at all? No. Yemei Tavoach is what it means. That's the point. Well, maybe this would be a moment to discuss this, the issue of the concept of the Yom, particularly the Yom. Why do we keep using the lotion of the Yom? And we have that same idea of the Kohen Gadol not being mislabish b'kelav. I mean, this is, again, only the day, which is after Shabbos specifically. And the Yom Tavoach, we understand, is a specific day to do the Tvicha. Why would we have, if you think about it, if we have the din of Tashlumin the entire week, so why would we be Koveya a Yom Tavoach? So the question is, you could say, as some suggest, the reason we're Koveya Yom Tavoach is because otherwise people will think, okay, it's not Shavuos anymore. You put it off, you end up not bringing it at all. Okay, so the Chachamim were Koveya a Yom Tavoach. This is basically the day that we're going to bring our Korbanos specifically. However, it's very interesting that if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch says that the day after Shavuos is osur to be misane because it is Isur Chag. And he doesn't say that about any of the other Moadim. Okay, everybody asks on him. So why is it that Shavuos would be any different? Now, it's possible. So some of the Achronim suggest this, and Reb Ruvi Margolius brings it, always has these beautiful auras, that it could be that there is a specific chashivas to the day after Shavuos, and therefore we're calling it Yom Tovach. But here we're changing it to Yemei Tovach. And why would that be? Very poshut. Because the actual day that the Torah was given was the day after Shavuos, since we passed that it was the 7th, and we're keeping Shavuos on the 6th. So the Yom Tovach, the specific day, gives it a special chashivas for Yisroel Chag, and that's why, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings it this way, in order to be koveya that din, but the din of Yisroel Chag was not said by the other chagim just because it's the day after. Why would it say the day after? So, okay, it's very, very fascinating. The logic is very, very fascinating. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of things to discuss, but I'm being emailed on my HR over here. All right. So, emay meitvah. Tashma. Okay, let's see again. Can we bring a raya against Rabbi Hoshaya, who claims that we've got a 7-day tashlumin on Shavuos, despite the fact that we only keep talking about a Yom Tovach? So Tashma, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah minei yamim v'kadesh chodesh. So the Torah says, count 30 days and make that Rosh Chodesh and bring your Karbonos Musaf. And that, Tosfos says that, the Torah doesn't really say that, but in the sense, it does, because we learn out at Chodesh Yamim that Yamim Atamoneh L'Chodesh V'Atamoneh Sha'ot L'Chodesh. So Memela, it means that you're supposed to keep that day. That begins the Rosh Chodesh. But it says the same thing about Shavuos. It says, there it really does say count, right? Usvartem Lachem. So, okay, so we have the counting. We count the number of days. We got these 50 days, and then we keep the holiday. So ma chodesh leminuyav. So just like the beginning of the month is by one unit of the month, which is the day. So afatzeret leminuyav. So Shavuos has one of its units, which is chamishim yom. So one of the chamishim yom, that's when you bring out your karbonos. And that's all you've got. So wait a minute. So isn't that saying that my lav gomar mechodesh? In other words, if the chodesh is yom echad, it's counted in units of a day. So if atzeret is yom echad, and Rav Hoshaya said that atzeret is not yom echad, then that's not similar to the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. You have 7 days. Oh, my Rav, excuse me. You're telling me that the Torah never said to count weeks? It says shiva shavuos disparlach. So what are you telling me? You only count the days? It's not true. V'tizbara, oto ateres yomi manina, shavui lo manina, what? It's only days? Omer by mitzvah laminda yome, dichtiv tisparu chamishim yom, u'mitzvah laminda shavua, dichtiv shiva shavua tisparlach. And this is what we do. We keep mentioning the week. And when it's a new week, we mention that it's 2 weeks, now it's 3 weeks. So therefore, this is absolutely not a riot against Rav Hoshaya. On the contrary, the units that we were counting is the weeks. Don't tell me that, well, but it's similar to Rosh Chodesh, it means the smaller units. I got news for you. I understand that you're used to using the word atzeres, but remember what the other name is for the holiday? Weeks. Ha ha. So don't tell me that dafka, the holiday of weeks, we should only concentrate on the days. I don't think so. V'ot chag shavuot ksif. So if it's called chag shavuot, so then obviously it's focusing on the count of the weeks, wouldn't you say? Devei Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana, I have a different raya. You don't need this hekesh. The fact is that the Torah refers to, in the strangest way, refers to Shavuos, Kratem be'etzem ayom hazeh, mikra kodesh yelachem, kol melacha lo tasu. This is on the 50th day, right? And this is, we talk about right afterwards. U'bekutzrachem et ketzir arzachem, lo techalep atzatcha bekitzrach. I'm sure you all remember that, right? That's like the big inyan of the aniyim that comes together with the Chag HaShavuos. Now, what in the world is bekutzrachem et ketzir arzachem have to do with Chag HaShavuos? That's not the Chag HaKotzir. But it's telling me that if you want to do Katsira on this holiday, you can. Ezeu Chag Shata Korei V'Kotzer Bo. So when you Korei the Mikra Kodesh, and you can still do Katsira, where is that? That's got to be Chag HaTzeret. You could do Katsira on Chag HaTzeret? must be that Chag Atzeret is not one day. Because Ilayim B'Yom Tov, what are you telling me? You can do Gitzir B'Yom Tov, Mishori. El Alav L'Tashlumin. So therefore, it must be that we're talking about the holiday during which the holiday is allowed to be treated like Chol. And you could do the Ketzira, but those are the other 7 days of Shavuos, the other 6 days of Shavuos. It's a total of 7 days. So you see that the Torah is calling it the 7 day holiday. By the way, is that so pashut? Because according to the Rambam, Ketzira is really mutter midiraisa. Because it's something that is nitzrabonin that asr, because this is something that is lachem. It's tzarech lachol nefesh. I understand you could have done it before. Okay, but that, this is only derabonin. But me ikra didn't say, how can you prove from the pasuk that it can't be on the yont of gufa? It's a very interesting question. Again, a lot to discuss about that issue, but, it's not so pashut, right? So it must be that there's 7 days. So why do we need both of these limudim? We've got the hekesh on the one hand, and then we've got this interesting remez about the kutzrachem. So the truth is, I'll explain to you why you need both. Because afakav de itma de Rabbi Elazar, amar Rabbi Hoshaya, we have the raya that we had before of the hekesh. But this is still necessary. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is still necessary. Because if I would have learned it from Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, from the Hekesh, I might have thought that just like the Tashlumim of Chag HaMatzot or Osir Basiyas Melocha in terms of Chol HaMoed, and those are all the Melochas that are Osir during Chol HaMoed. So maybe Tashlumi Atzeret should also be Osir in Asiyas Melocha, right? So therefore, I need to know Kamash Malan. Now I need to know Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Then no, this is the holiday that you could do Ketzira on. Which if we were Chol HaMoed, then you couldn't do Ketzira. For Imid Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and if we were only bringing that Raya, would we know how many days there are? No, I mean it just says there is a holiday that you could do Ketzira on. Maybe that's one day. I don't know. So Kamash Malan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hoshaya, where you have the Hekesh from Shavuos to Pesach, and that tells us that it could be all of the Shivas Yomi. Rish Lakish says, I have another Raya. V'chag HaKatzir. I can explain the fact that the holiday is called the Chag HaKatzir. V'chag HaKatzir Bikurei Ma'asecha Ashitizra Basadeh. Which, you know, it goes on to talk V'chag HaSif, Petzeta Shana. Fine. But what is the reason we're going to call this the Chag HaKatzir? It must be to tell me, Ezeu Chag Shata Chogeg V'Kotzer Bo, there's got to be a holiday that you're allowed to do Katzira on. So what would that be? That must be Atzeret. Again, it could not mean Yom Tov, could it? Katzira be Yom Tov Mishori? Is it really mutter to do Katzira? So it must be referring to these extra days that are also called Atzeret because they are Tashlumin. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, the same pasuk talks about the Chag HaAsif. Now, so what are you going to tell me? That circus was meant for Asifa? Ezeo Chag Sheyesh Bo Asifa? Aviomer Zeh Sukkot? Excuse me? You say, I mean, what does that mean? When do we do it? On Yantav? No. On Chol HaShomoed? No. Is it mutter to do Asifa on Chol HaShomoed? It is not. Ela Chag HaBab is Man Asifa. It's referring to the general period. It's not referring to doing the Asifa. It's saying this is the period of the year when it is ready, the Tfuah is ready to be brought in and so on. That's all that it's saying. So then that must be the same thing over here. So Hachinami Chag HaBab is Man Ketzira. It's not talking about doing Ketzira. They're both together. I mean, what are you going to tell me? That with Shavuos, when it says Chag HaKatzir, it means to do the Katzir. And by Sukkot, when it says Chag HaAsif, it means the time. I mean, that's so far-fetched. And they're put together, one right next to the other. So therefore, it must mean that what Rish Lakish is saying is not true. It must be that this is the Chag HaBab is Man Ketzira, and therefore we can't learn it that way. Now here we finally get to the thing that we've been waiting for since Moed Katan. Because we kept referring to the Gemara Chagiga, so we're going to learn this in Chagiga, but I guess we'll do that tomorrow. But it seems very clear from here, as the Gemara says, and the whole raya over here, everybody agreed. It would have been a raya, but it can't mean the Yantiv, and it can't mean Cholamoid. So then that you're saying that there's a Diraisa Isser of doing Malacha Cholamoid, that is a big Kiddush. That there's an actual Isser Diraisa. So, okay, this is what we shall pursue tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. I know that Mr. Gavi had some kind of questions that Barnea wanted to discuss, but since Mr. Gavi has gone away and decided that he's leaving this, oh my goodness, Alfred Hitchcock is putting in a cameo appearance here.
Okay. Rebbe?
Yes, sir.
Rebbe wanted to talk about Yisruchag, Laz, Mother's Yartzeg, this Gaba Bas Yisrael. Maybe Rebbe could speak for a few minutes now about Yisruchag. We have time. Rebbe said there was more to talk about Yisruchag.
You were the one who said we're supposed to be talking about Gavi. And we're going to do that on Mitzvah Shabbos. Then I introduce Gavi. And then you come along.
Okay.
You know what they say about Mekenish Tansenaf Alechasenes. I'm sure you've heard that one.
I don't think it's Nagami.
The Chasenes?
I can be in seven
places. Oh, that's true. Yes, no wonder. Okay. All right, so some of the issues that Mr. Gavi wanted to discuss. So it wasn't clear precisely what the michlol is of his issues, but the questions that he raised on the Daf Musings last week was about the interrelationship of the strange sugyas about the Besulo gets pregnant without intercourse, and then we have the other questions of the history of the what happened with Acher and how it is that his Bris Milah, what it was that his father did, how that would define him. And then we had the Yerushalmis about that his mother ate something that was usher and that changed things in him, which seems to mean that there's some type of epigenetic issues and so on, and why he viewed himself as Acher. So am I on the right? This is like the interrelationship that you're referring. In other words, influences or something.
Yeah, and the Rav Tzadok that was brought already in terms of from he was having to deal with stuff from his Yeldut and how his Yeldut right. keeps on growing with him.
Yeah, yeah. On the same day, we discussed that beautiful pshat in the Rav Tzadok about the subconscious and the subconscious influence that follows a person around, that every time they deal with it, it still comes back. We see that also, by the way, for the story of Yeravam. I always show that as being so, so powerful that the Gemara talks about the issue of Yeravam ben Nevat was that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know, do teshuva, nani vata, v'benisha, and tayel began Eden. And then Yeravam says, but who's going to go first, me or Ben Yishai? You know, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, actually, Ben Yishai Barosh, even though he presented it to him the other way. Ani v'ata v'ben Yishai. So maybe he learned, oh, well, now that you ask, I'm going to switch it. So Ben Yishai is Barosh. But the question is, how someone of the stature of Yeravam gives a hang who goes first? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering to go for a little walk together. I mean, you know, you'd think you could be mavater a little bit on that, right? But it was basically what the Gemara is bringing out is that everything I needed to know I learned in kindergarten. That's basically the point. In other words, the issues that concern us from the earliest age and the entire transition from childhood to adulthood, which we, you know, believe is a transition, a profound transition. We spoke about, on Friday, we spoke about the idea of Vayakel as specifically uncovering the nature of mob psychology that went into the Egel. And the reason for it was because mob psychology exposes the deepest elements of Yetzer that all the people in the mob were convinced that it would never affect them. And the very fact that they're in the mob suddenly gives vent to the most incredible, insane kind of things, which the person can't even understand afterwards. Like, how did he get to such a matzav that he was able to murder, rape, or to invade the capital, or whatever. So all of these things are exposures. And the idea, therefore, that when the Chazal talk about something like that, who goes first, obviously it doesn't mean that Yeravam was thinking who goes first. But the point is that the exposure of his behavior throughout shows his underlying drives of how much he needed to be the one in charge. And that was the entire story of the putting up policemen to prevent people, because they'll see that David HaMelech can sit and he can't sit in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, so all of these things, and remember the incredible thing is that, I shouldn't say David, but I mean, Beis David can sit. All of these things were said about the man who was given the malchus because of the fact that he had the nerve and the sense of need and the tzitkis, as the Malachi Asharis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, is he a tzaddik or not? This was the guy that was mochiach Shlomo HaMelech. And because of that, he was zocha. Is Mochiach Shlomo HaMelech coming late because of Basparo and the old story over there? I mean, this is an incredible thing. That person now is exposed exactly. The same thing happens several times, including with Yoash that we had today. That, and as long as you had Yoyada, so then he was under control. He didn't have Yoyada. He was a little kid. But as soon as Yoyada disappears from the scene, then everything is treacherous. How is that possible? So these ideas that the Reb Tzedek pointed out, he didn't bring any of these issues, but what he's talking about in the case of Achitofel and Doeg is that Acher he was talking about specifically, is that the moment that there's something that removes the work that you've done and puts you into a new position, and now you have to deal with all of the same issues, all of us know from our lives that it's iterations. The same issues keep coming up, except they come up in more and more subtle ways, right? So then you look at yourself and you say, so I'm the same schmuck I always was? How is that possible? But everybody discovers that. And then the same issue will come up, except it's much more sophisticated, blah, blah, blah. But then you suddenly realize, yeah, everybody else may think it's sophisticated, but you know that you're an idiot. So the question is, and that's exactly what the Reb Tzedek is pointing out. So as soon as that falls apart, so then you're going to be dealing with the same issues, but now it's infinitely more powerful. So this is what happened with Acher. So this Gavi is raising also in terms of the overall thing. I mean, like, so if we're stuck with these issues, we're stuck with the pure genetics. I mean, you could be talking about it with certainly with epigenetic issues. And here we're talking about Ruchnius issues and his father, you know, dedicated him to Torah for the wrong reasons of Shlo Lishma and all of this. Now note that Gavi himself has provided some of the answer. That the answer is that Acher saw himself as Acher. So we talked about that on Friday. I had that in Kavana to point out the Gavi in that sense, that he speaks about himself as Acher because that's the Koma Shiyomer Lecha Balabayit Asei Chutz Mitzei. So he's convinced that I'm different, that I'm the only one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't want. So that's his own subconscious talking to him, right? I mean, he really heard a boss call. This is the way that he understands himself. Shuvu banim shovavim yak, not Acher though, right? Okay, so he's read the scene like that. And therefore everything, of course, confirms him in that reading. The point that Rebbe Meir, you'd think that Rebbe Meir would have given up after three times, no? I mean, so why does he take up to 13 different Batei Knessios? What, so now the 13th kid is going to be different? Because the point is that Rebbe Meir is convinced that all of this is garbage and it's all his reading. So at one point, you're like, okay, come on, man. I mean, like, how much are we going to keep this up, you know? You don't understand that this is not a Basko Menashe Amayim, that everybody has one of these psukim. It's you. This is like self-fulfilling prophecies that you're doing over here. So he keeps going after him on that level. And why he understands the Bechiyah to be a Bechiyah Kimidumani, that it's mitoch tshuva. So the komashi omel chabalabayit, I want to be tzei. That's basically the Acher. I want to be tzei. We know this very well from the people that we've seen being tzei. They want to be tzei. They find good reasons to be tzei. Their questions are answers. They're not questions. They're answers for themselves. You see that all the time. I mean, they'll take something which could be the exact opposite and they'll make it into the reason why they are justified and so on and so forth. It's always like that. So, and that's bedafka. I mean, always, someone is yotze the tarbus ra, it's always on that basis. You could predict it in advance. As soon as they start having their reasons, you know exactly where they're going. There's no question. So what this means is that, yes, it's absolutely true that it seems extremely unfair. There's a lot of things that are unfair in life. I mean, there's people that are born goyim. You know what hell they have to go through in order to become kedoshim and taharim and bnei Yisrael? And why do we owe them so much more because of it? And why are they so much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of it? And why is that the only way that Mashiach can be born? So why did they have to do all that extra work? That's genetic. It's not epigenetic. So so the point over here is that, yes, it's also true that his father you do dedications. Dedications are always problematic, as every parent knows about a child. You start dedicating the child, you've really destroyed his mind at some point, right? I don't care if it's a dedication to be the world's greatest pianist or violinist. You've ruined your child. So the point over here, my father had all this in mind and achieving this, so he screwed me over. Thank you very much. Everybody's parents screw them over. So now what? So now that's the end, right? The dedication has to be, of course, if it's kulay, totally, L'shem Shamayim and out of Akoras Tevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a specific thing. Of course, the idea of that's exactly why Chana begged that he has to be normal. Why was she worried that he should be normal? Yelad Azeit Palalti. It's not always that you get a normal kid. This kid is normal. That's the most amazing thing that the Pasuk is Koveya, that the Gemara is Koveya, that she's saying. Because what I did is certainly not something that is normal. So, enokinami. I mean, so the idea over here is, look, I mean, as the Rishonim point out, this we have to understand, that the original vision of Maaseh Bereishis was to provide every single human being the opportunity to be Yisrael. There was no limitations, and there are still no limitations. Even if you're born in Amalek, there's no limitation. Even if you're born from the Shiva Amami, there's no limitations. All of these issues are challenges which, if overcome, provide greater and greater giluyim, in the same way that being a human is a tremendous achievement, a part of Yismach Hashem B'masav, over being a cow. Fine, absolutely. V'chol tziva am. Yes, you're saying it's unfair. It's unfair to be a cow. Okay. So, yes, it is, if you could be a human. But the point is, it gets to that level in which you're able to define what you become, then your Aveda becomes an incredible expression of the ultimate Mila, in which you're taking control over your own evolution, over whatever is happening to you. So not everyone has that tremendous opportunity, and not everyone has that same challenge. And this is true about everything in life. The human condition is full of these crazy kind of situations where if you make it through, you've done the most incredible heroism, and you were born in Harlem, and your family were all drug addicts. And how many times does this happen? Where this guy becomes Dafka, the greatest scientist and one, you know, the greatest black scientist and whatever. I mean, there's no Kiddush in this. This is obviously the opening for human glory. This is mamish glory. Now, the question is, if you could trace back the Tina to how you want to use that, do you want to use that as opportunity or do you want to use that as excuses? I mean, those are very basic kind of ideas. If every day we make a bracha, shelo asani goy, it means that it is not easy, for sure. And so, okay, I understand. We accept what it is that we are. We are all given, you know, whether it's mamzerus, or whether it's mental problems, or whether it's physical problems, or tsaris in the human condition, or bad parents, or God only knows. Everybody has incredible challenges. That's all. So the fact that Acher, as Gavi put it, that Acher sees himself as Acher is the biggest problem. Hinochinami. The Balabais tells you to say it's exactly the same thing. Don't listen. It's all stacked against you. It isn't. Don't listen. It's just the Balabais telling you say, don't listen. Anyway, that's like a basic approach. Okay, everyone.
Is that the tinner that he becomes aware of in his heart?
Is that what?
His exposure. Is that what he becomes aware of in his exposure to Masa and Merkava? In that he recognizes that tinner and he decides to take it in the direction of Acher, mm-hmm. as opposed to mm-hmm. taking it in the direction of not leaving and actually dealing with it.
I mean, I don't know whether you have to, Badavka, come on to that, because the very fact that he sees Matat in this fashion, as if there's no alternative, means that his suspicions all along is that he's going to be able to locate some kind of failure in the way that he sees the Anhagas Hashem in the Yoyla. You know, and this is where it would be. So if you've got a mechanistic Matat, which is, you know, the way Rashi understands Moshe Rabbeinu's unwillingness to accept it, because he understands that that's what the offer was. Then that's the Altamir Bo. Altamir Bo, as Rashi explains, the Altamir Bo is, listen, he's not used to making his own decisions, you know. So what are you going to do? You're going to say, I made a mistake, you know. Speak to the boss, don't speak to me. So, I mean, this means that a person who sees that kind of thing, instead of recognizing that Badavka, the way it is that he's acting as a computer is to be kesev, the zechuyas of Yisrael, that's mamish your opportunity to answer why we would have that kind of anoga in the island, bichlal, that we shouldn't have a direct, because we, sometimes it's better in terms of the ksiva of the zechuyas of Yisrael to handle it with a secretary, so to speak. And Badavka to take that as the reason that justifies my sense that there is no real justice in the world and there's nobody to talk to and so on. I mean, that itself is a gilui of looking for reasons to escape. You feel yourself as acher. That's all part of the sifrei minim neishrim, you know. It's like, I'm not comfortable with it. I never was comfortable with it. And that's exactly the tzaddik who points out that he was an academic. Academics are never comfortable with it. It's always the problem. So that says, in that sense, you're a Yavani. Yeah. Okay.
What did Rabbi mean by the Shavua Sanigoy? What did Rabbi mean by that?
Why are we we're Mavarach Shavua Sanigoy, obviously at the partial level, because we're happy with the mitzvahs. But if I were a goy, couldn't I become a Jew? I understand Shavua Sanigisha. I mean, I can't become a male. But can't I become a Yisrael? So you're saying I have to be made a Yisrael. I have so many options as a guy. But boy, would it have been difficult. How many people make it from there? And that's all I'm pointing out. That it's a funny bracha to make. Because it's not kavua.
It's not kavua.
Right. All right, everybody. I've tried to say this a number of times. It's late. I'm keeping you overtime over here.
Isn't the Abdullah being Yisrael, I mean, still a fundamental Abdullah, even if you can you can go over that barrier, it doesn't change the fact that it's like a fundamental who you are. There's still like a gear is not the same as a Yisrael Miyuchas that comes, you know, from this Shabbat or that Shabbat.
But we're not making the broch on that. We're making the broch on Shaloh Asani. We're not making a bracha on what it was. Right? So that's very strange. Mela, you want to make a bracha, Shasani Yisrael. Okay, fine. But that's not what we're doing. Okay, so if you would have been a goy, so what's the problem? So you would have had even a better life. You could have been zeicher in even better ways. In a sense, you know, I'm saying it's still very striking. It's not the same as the other cases.
That's the sense I thought Rabbi was saying, that, you know, it could have been an easier life without all the challenges, and I'm happy from the fact that I have to deal with the challenges. Rabbi was taking it now in the opposite.
The opposite, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Baruch Hashem, things were pretty easy for me. All right. Okay, everybody, it's wonderful to see you. It's such a chizuk. What a great way to start the week. I wish you all the best. Take my brachas for whatever they're worth with you, and I hope we'll see you Bezrat Hashem in the morning. Kol tov. Shavua tov. Hinei el Yeshua si eftach v'lo efchad.